What are you trying to impart to coaches and GMs that you talk to?
Just the biggest thing is I'm what you get. You get what you see on film. I'm tough, reliable, just honest, and just ultimate competitor, really.
Rex Williams had a lot of good things to say about you. He said you need 1, 2, 3 yards. Give it to him, and you got it.
Yes, sir, definitely. And hats off to him. He's a great teammate. I'm sure everyone knows how good he is. He makes those spectacular catches more so in practice than he does in the game. So definitely. But again, that's what I like to brand myself on, a 1-2, and just not being tackled by one guy.
How do you feel about so many great Big Ten runners this year? You feel like you know some of your work maybe through the season could have been a little bit overshadowed. Now's your time to kind of shine and, you know, kind of let the national media kind of know your name.
I wouldn't say overshadowed, but there were great performances week in and week out in the Big Ten. So it definitely really got to me to say overshadowed, because those guys deserve as much exposure as they got. So it definitely was great to see that competition. And, you can't relax. You can't take a week off because you have three other guys in the Big Ten just as good as you or better. So it definitely was a great feeling to compete every week and actually get a chance to play those guys.
How did you feel about your performance at the Senior Bowl?
Again, I'm against those other guys, maybe bigger names, and I have the biggest chip in the world on my shoulder. I like to compete, and I'm very confident. So, just getting out there and get Abdullah and Langford and all those other guys, it was just great.
Where do you think realistically you'll go in the draft? I mean, what round is your kind of your goal or whatever?
My goal is what it's been since I've been little, playing the NFL. So, first or seventh. It didn't really matter to me. Everyone wants to go first round, but the reality is it's not going to happen. So whenever my name is called, I'll be ready to come.
This has been called a pretty deep running back class. So what does that kind of mean in terms of draft position? Is this the wrong year to be in the draft to be a running back or what?
I wouldn't say the wrong year. I think you want to be a part of a class like this. And, again, it's so much great talent, seniors, juniors, everyone's coming out. And this is, again, one of those things when you're in a group of guys and you see those big names, you want to stick your chest out a little bit and you just want to compete, and that's what I'm here to do.
I want to ask you about one of the guys you're working out with. How's Juwan Edwards strike you as a running back, and then what stands out when you watch him at first?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy just to be around, just off the field. I mean, we laugh, we talk, we go everywhere together, just really getting to know him this past month. Great guy, and on the field, his explosiveness, it'll shock you. For a guy, you look at him, you don't think he's that explosive, but when you actually, watch him and you work out with him, see how explosive he is and how quick he is.
Is it amazing what's out there? He runs just like anybody else, but a Mac back versus what you're seeing every week in the Big Ten.
Right, and that's just how it is. I mean, there's great competition and great players in the Mac, Pac-12, Big Ten, SEC, there's everywhere. You find a good back anywhere.
David, does it mean anything to you? You see teams like Seattle and Dallas have success this year with a dominant ground game. I mean, as a running back, is that encouraging to you?
It means a lot, because maybe other teams will use more running backs. But, it's great to see Lynch and Murray run the ball like that. And you just watch those guys and you see them break tackles and you see them just get better and better as the game go on. And I kind of, that's the way I kind of play. So it's great to see those NFL teams using a running back like that.
There's so many different kinds of backs in this draft. What makes you unique?
I think the biggest thing about me is I'm just a three-down back and kind of physical, but not a power back, not a speed back, just kind of balanced and kind of can do it all. And again, I just pride myself on being confident and not being tackled by one person.
The coaches and GMs that you talked to at the Senior Bowl said, about your game and what they wanted you to see get better.
The biggest thing coming in, they wanted to see me catch the ball, and I think I left a good impression that I could catch the ball and, run routes and pass protect. And that was the biggest thing that I left feeling more confident about, pass protection and catching the ball on the backfield. And I felt like I had a good showing that I could do those things.
Why Minnesota?
They run the ball.
What were your other options?
I had Stanford. A couple of other schools wanted me to play safety, and a couple of smaller schools around Texas wanted me to play running back. But again, being in the Big Ten, I knew they ran the ball.
So you turned down Stanford for Minnesota?
I wouldn't say turned them down, but with the coaching change, it was just a better fit for me.
So what are these interviews like at the Combine? 15 minutes with coaches and GMs? Rick Spielman said it was like speed dating is the way he described it. What are these interviews like?
Yeah, so you got 15 minutes to make someone like you. again, it's fun, man. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and just so happy to have the opportunity just to be here.
You get some crazy questions in those interviews?
Get a couple of crazy ones, but none that's unexpected. So again, it's all fun. It's fun for me.
What stands out to you guys?
How many lead backs in the NFL these days carrying the load? How difficult is that maybe for yourself as you move forward? How difficult might that be, sharing time, not getting a great number of touches every game?
I think coming in, man, I would be happy if I could just get on the team first. That's the first goal. You just take baby steps, and once you get your chance, hopefully you take advantage of it and you get those 10 to 15 to 20 carries a game. But again, I mean, nothing's going to be handed to you. So you just got to earn it.
What do you think you're like as far as running style?
Man, I don't know. I'm just kind of balanced, kind of a mix. A lot of people compare me to Arian Foster. A lot of guys, more power. And I just like to think of myself as mix, and just whatever you need, I can try to get it done for you.
What do you guys enjoy watching growing up?
Big Adrian Peterson fan. Eddie George, that's kind of where I wore the 27. Terrell Davis, used to like Terrell Davis. Dad was a big Terrell Davis fan. And right now, man, I love watching Le'Veon Bell and Marshawn Lynch.
Thanks, guys.